No, early in the week, just individual management. Thursday will be us. We want to have a really sharp session on Thursday, so just treating guys individually to have them up for that and best preparation for Saturday. Yeah, they're fit and available, so we'll see how we go. Yeah, he's already played two, missed one, played one. He's an experienced player. It's not as if he's a greenhorn and he's been around the block a few times. He knows himself. You know, I'll speak to him as the week progresses and see where he sees himself, and we'll make that call sort of the closer we get to Saturday. But we know he's a. Yeah, he's a legitimate midfielder. He covers really good territory. He's hard at the pill. Through pre-season, we saw him sort of drop into the way that we want to play, and it'll take him a little while to get a handle on that when he comes back to senior level. But yeah, what he's displayed at VFL has been pretty strong.
How big a loss is Adams?
Yeah, it's significant. Tay's just ticked over the 50-game mark, and yeah, he had a broken year with us last year. Yeah, in and out, a bit of injury. Couldn't push into the midfield early in the year last year, but was able to do that in the second half of the year and has been a mainstay for us. His contested ball and his hunt around stoppages is huge, and his ability to transition and get involved in offence and defence and support the way that we want to play in transition has been pretty strong. So, yeah, we'll miss that and we'll have to share the load to pick up that slack.
What was your reaction yesterday evening when Mark Evans admitted that basically
shouldn't
have been playing against your first?
Yeah, no, well, they didn't actually... Yeah, did they say that categorically? They just said that they got it wrong. I thought that there was grey area in the decision. And the acknowledgement of a lack of process was fair enough. You know, and it's good clarification for us to know that there wasn't a lot between the Gibbs tackle and the Schultz tackle. The fact that he played against us is just one of those things. You know, you can't. Did it contribute to the result? Maybe not. There was a fourth boundary umpire that was injured and we went around with three boundary umpires on the Thursday night and they missed two out of bounds in the full, one for and one against. Both went against us, so things happen sometimes that don't work in your favour.
Put a finger on why you started
so slowly? No, we've been starting pretty well. And we knew exactly, we discussed the start and we knew exactly what we were facing. An emotional Port Adelaide first opportunity for them to represent in the honour of one of the blokes that have coached them and mentored them, Winfield Walsh, and an away crowd. We knew that it was going to be a challenge and we weren't able to match it. In that first 15 minutes. Now, we stabilised okay towards the end of the first quarter and second quarter was strong, but we need to start better than that to give ourselves the best chance of winning games of footy.
Do you see that as aberration or do you think you need to change preparation,
your
individual player preparation, or
is
that
something
you can address as well?
Yes and no. We've performed fairly consistently over the course of the whole year. And we believe in how we're going about it. One of the things that we identified early on is whenever as a side we've got in a position where we look at where we lift our eyes off the moment and off the focus of the little things and getting those little things right, and we sort of look up and look at the bigger picture, that it takes us away from us playing our best footy. So we felt like we got a little bit against Geelong. 4-1, chance to go 5-1, and you sort of look at the win-loss a little bit, into North Melbourne. You know, the challenge of playing against a side that was rated, and we started poorly that game, probably thinking more about the possibilities rather than each contest as we went. And I feel like, you know, the Port game was one of those as well. A couple of losses in a row, geez, you better win one soon. And you start thinking about the result rather than the process. So, you know, our challenge is to keep coming back to the things that we can control, and we're preparing as well as we possibly can this week. We come up against a pretty good opponent. Happens pretty regularly in AFL when you play a good team. And the best way that we're going to present ourselves is to play our footy for four quarters and see where that gets us. And the way we do that is by looking after process, preparing really well, training really well, understanding the enemy, understanding ourselves, and then, you know, jump into it.
Does the confidence take a hit after three losses, albeit solid losses?
Well, it gives you feedback. You know, results are just feedback, good, bad or indifferent. So for us, there's a lot of the recent results have said that we're doing a lot right, but we're doing some things that we need to improve on. You know, there's some areas that we're falling short, so they're not all consistent, and that reflects a young team or younger elements in your team that are still developing and understanding, you know, what the moment's asking of you to be able to perform at your best and to be able to seize that opportunity to turn a contest in your favour, and we just haven't been able to do that in the last 3 weeks. We've lost six games this year, four of them by 10 points or less. We've been very competitive. And we know there's a lot of improvement in us, so we keep looking for that.
The last 3 weeks, do you think it was a missed opportunity or just another step, I guess, on the path?
No, we've assessed them each individually. And in each of them, there were areas that we could have done better. So we just see it as something that's gone. We can't do much about it, but we've taken the lessons from it and we've moved on.
How good are the West Coast Bucks? I mean, everyone talks about the 3 out of 8.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'll be able to tell you more on Saturday afternoon. They're playing some really solid footy. They're defending differently. It might partially by design and partially by losing a couple of their key backs. But they're a small back line, but they're relying on, you know, real heat and pressure on the ball, defending space in front behind it for them, and they're going really fast on turnover, scoring well from turnover. Add that to their stoppage, well, I'd say dominance, you know, with Nat Nui and Sinclair giving him a chop out at times. And a depth in their midfield that is the envy of most. So they've got a lot of weapons that they're using to full effect, and they've proven really difficult to toss. You know, they're a legitimate top four side. They've taken great gains from last year. Their footy last year was really strong, but they've improved on that again. They deserve their place on the 2015 ladder, and yeah, it's going to be a massive test. You win the ball, you don't give it back, and you score yourself, basically. We rate our ability to defend. Yeah, we've defended okay this year, and we stack up pretty well against the better attacking sides. But your West Coast are doing it, you know, pretty much off forward half turnovers and stoppage. That's where they've been getting a lot of their scores. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. You need field position for that, so you know the field position battle is going to be part of it. So it's going to be a balance of our ability to move the ball and to keep them on their toes, and our ability to defend it when they've got it.
How much do you have to tweak your game style to break that down? Like you play a pretty consistent ground.
Yeah.
But when they're defending space, do you have to change something?
No, it's just a modification of what you do. But we talk about sort of tweaking game styles, and every week we're trying to add something to what we do, trying to reinforce an area of strength or improve an area of potential weakness that we think that we can that can make us better. So, I mean, it's regardless of the opposition. I mean, clearly there's different ways to beat different sides, but I'd estimate that 95% of what we do is the same, and that you might change, you know, the last 5% for an opponent, and that might be small tactical shifts or a specific focus on a style of ball movement or a type of defence. But that really is only a small part of it, because if you bring your brand of footy and you believe in your brand of footy, well then more often than not that should be competitive against all comers. Yeah, the focus has gone on Jamie pretty heavily, and that's what happens when you're in the spotlight, I suppose. I mean, and he's, you know, whether he goes well or he goes poorly, you know, people like to speculate on how he's going. I thought that as a team that we didn't show enough energy for our teammates on the weekend, and that's been a real strength of ours. I think across the board, and Jamie's unfairly, in my mind, being carved away from the rest of his teammates in that regard, because I thought that we all could have given more energy. So the goal that Jamie kicked after Trav Varko's sensational effort, we didn't get around Trav enough. Jamie was one of those players, but we had four or five or six players in the area that could have provided energy and feedback to Trav Varko for an amazing effort to set that goal up. And that's an outlier for us, because it's something that we've done pretty well to support each other, to encourage each other through public displays of affection, I like to term it, you know, to show the love for each other for the little things that might not be sexy, you know, outside of our four walls. So, you know, that's a focus we've had right through the year, and it's one we'll continue to have. Good luck with that language too. You're making something of that.
Yeah, the game's changed so much since you retired as a player. But given all the debate about the tackle now, I think the AFL finds itself in an almost impossible position of, on one hand, wanting to protect the head, but on the other hand, wanting to protect the purity of the game and the tackle.
Yeah, I know. It's a conversation and discussion that's going to be played out in many forums. I don't believe the public forum is necessarily going to be where the AFL need to take it, because I don't think that they can have it publicly without some hysteria one way or another. I do think we've got a duty of care to the game, to working out what this looks like, and to junior levels, to work out, okay, what's acceptable, what do we want our game to be in 15 years, 10, 15, 20 years' time. If we take away the combative element, it's not Australian rules footy anymore, and we understand that it's a contested ball game, and it's a there's body clashes in our contests and in our game style, and we've got to accept that, but we've also got to work out what level of acceptable risk are we prepared to take to maintain that combativeness. My young fella plays in the under nines. There's a no tackling to ground rule. But at some stage, I wonder sort of how far does that go? Because he's got to learn to accept a tackle. He's got to learn to how to fall when he is tackled, so that he doesn't hurt himself. And if we remove the liability and onus from the person who is being tackled or the person who is bumped, to have to protect themselves altogether, well, we'll just get worse injuries and we'll get more of them. So there needs to be a balance there. I don't know exactly where we're at. I think we are looking after the player pretty well, but there is an onus for the player to look after themselves, understanding that when you cross the white line, that you're in a contest and there's going to be contact that comes your way. The only comment that I knew that came from him was through you boys, so I don't know the context of it. But I'm sure that he's. I'm sure we all fall over every now and then, don't we? He'll be right. You don't need to make a big issue of it, as long as he's okay, and I hope he is.
Thanks, Jamie.
I probably mentioned it sort of along the lines that I wasn't going to mention it too much. Saz is going okay. Cheers.
Thanks.